Zulema Castrejon graduated from high school in Union County with a 4.6 GPA. She was born in Mexico and
started kindergarten not speaking any English whatsoever. I even got in trouble because I didn't understand what the teachers were telling me.
But she learned quickly.
And in first grade, I started taking advanced classes, and I've been in advanced classes since first grade.
Her college options were limited because she was in the country illegally, so public schools were off the table unless she paid out-of-state tuition. She says several private colleges offered good scholarships, but she still would have had to pay a few thousand dollars. This happens to a lot of kids, but most kids have another option. They can get federal loans to fill the gap. Castrejon, because of her status, could not. Fortunately, Johnson C. Smith University offered her a full ride.
If it wouldn't have been for the scholarship, honestly, that I received, I don't know how I would be paying, because my parents, we still struggle with so much to pay the bills, and it doesn't even include my tuition.
Castrejon now has what's called deferred status. This is a designation for people who came to the country illegally as children with their parents. The status means she can work legally as long as she applies for it every 2 years. She's one of about 100 students at Johnson C. Smith who have deferred status or are in the country illegally. JCSU began working with the Latin American Coalition 4 years ago to attract these top students who have limited options. But Castrejon had straight A's with a high SAT score. What about your average student?
It is very difficult if you have kind of a mediocre GPA, or I'd say like an average GPA, to get into college if you're undocumented.
Megan Walsh with the Latin American Coalition counsels a lot of these students.
That's why a lot of them end up taking the community college route, because if they really want to continue to study, that's what they'll do. And their goal is to transfer afterwards.
But in reality, she says, many aren't able to make that transition because they still must pay out-of-state tuition. And taking that longer route can be discouraging. Wingate University is another option for some students. The school enrolls about 10 students a year who are here illegally or have deferred status. Most of them also receive money through outside scholarship funds targeted at students in their situation. Rhett Brown oversees admissions at Wingate.
There are many more noble reasons to do it, all the richness of experience that it brings to our campus, just how bright and industrious and hardworking and good-natured so many of these students are.
But there are pragmatic reasons, too.
Then I also think it's just, as you look at demographic trends, it's wise for institutions to plan for the future and understand this is going to be a growing population that we're going to be called on to serve.
And having some Latino students on campus is a way to attract more.
Public is an option, but it's you won't be able to pay in-state tuition.
Many of these students come through the Latin American Coalition. The Coalition runs workshops like this one for students and adults interested in college.
So you have to pay out-of-state tuition or international rates, which are a lot higher.
There is some question whether deferred status should allow these students to establish residency and pay in-state tuition rates. Attorney General Roy Cooper has said it doesn't. Many other states have come up with the same interpretation. But at least 18 states now allow students who either have deferred status or are in the country illegally to pay in-state rates. Texas even has a program to allow them to take out loans. Several other states, like South Carolina and Georgia, don't allow these students to enroll at all at public colleges. Many of these students are pinning their hopes on the passage of the DREAM Act. It would give them a path to citizenship. However, it would still be up to states to allow these students to pay in-state tuition rates at public colleges. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.